Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
While the New England Patriots are in Arizona getting ready for the Super Bowl, a member of the last Pats team to make it to the big game will be in court this morning for the first full day of testimony in his murder trial. Lawyers for former star tight end Aaron Hernandez say his fame is one of the reasons he's on trial. Prosecutors insist that the evidence against Hernandez is overwhelming. WBUR's Fred Bever reports on opening statements in the case.
Prosecutors allege that early in the morning of June 17, 2013, Hernandez orchestrated the killing of 27-year-old Dorchester resident Odin Lloyd. Assistant District Attorney Patrick Bomberg told the jury that Hernandez asked Lloyd to meet with him and two companions late the night before. And after various stops, the foursome ended up in an industrial park near Hernandez's North Attleboro home. Relatives and friends of both Hernandez and Odin Lloyd burst into tears as Bomberg described how Odin was shot six times.
When the defendant and Carlos Ortiz and Ernest Wallace left from that spot, when they left Odin Lloyd there, they left evidence at the scene. They took evidence with them.
The state has a lot of circumstantial evidence at its disposal, video and still pictures from gas stations and toll booths, text messages and security footage from Hernandez's home, which prosecutors say prove his participation in the crime. Police found a shoe print at the scene they say is consistent with Hernandez's shoe type. They found DNA evidence there, too.
They find a joint, a marijuana cigarette, to Odin Lloyd's right.
On it, prosecutors say, was DNA from both Lloyd and defendant Aaron Hernandez.
It's just a story. And it's not true. The evidence will show that Aaron Hernandez did not murder his friend, Odin Lloyd.
That's defense attorney Michael Fee. He told jurors that prosecutors would try to dazzle and distract them with meaningless facts. But the truth is, he says, that Hernandez and Lloyd were friends, and Hernandez had no motive for the killing. Instead, he blamed the police for a sloppy investigation and for avoiding evidence that went against their suspicion of the celebrity football player.
They locked on Aaron, and they targeted him, even when they developed evidence that two other men, who, unlike Aaron, were not friends with Odin, were with Aaron and Odin that night.
But over the next several weeks, bit by bit, witness by witness, the prosecution will try to weave a tapestry of circumstantial evidence with a convincing portrait of Hernandez at its center. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.